Hey, Carney.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. I have some fond memories of you guys when I worked in Cincinnati, did the morning show in Cincinnati.
Oh, fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was the time when, when was that? Was that like in the early 90s?
92.
Okay. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
I think that was the time that I had all this jewelry in a velvet pouch. And I remember we were going to radio stations and I dropped the pouch apparently in one of the limousines they had us in and the whole pouch was stolen.
You know what? I remember something about that. Yeah.
I swear to God.
So you never got it back?
Isn't that crazy? I did get it back, and it was like half empty. Thank God it was insured. But, you know, whoever took it, they stole whatever rings they wanted, you know, and then they gave it back to me. But that, oh,
wow.
God, that was when I was blowing all the dollars, you know, and it was all in that
right.
Jewelry pouch.
Hey, we're talking to Carney Wilson here at the National Defense. Of course, a singer-songwriter and TV personality, daughter of Brian Wilson, and in 89, co-founded the pop music trio Wilson Phillips, the great Wilson Phillips, with her younger sister, Wendy. And now she's got a new TV show on Axis. Is it Axis TV? Is that how you pronounce that?
Axis TV.
Axis TV.
A-X-S. Axis TV.
And
yeah.
That's kind of the music channel, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's the perfect home for my cooking show because it's totally like music. It's famous singers coming on. We have so much freaking fun. It is so wild.
What a great idea. What a great idea this is.
Yes, I know. And it's something I've been thinking about for a long time and actually praying for. And I'm really grateful for all the love, you know. I mean, it's just like you, because that's what it is for me. You know, I love to cook, and I love music, and I love these people. They're like my friends, you know. So Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray comes on. He has no idea how to cook. He told me, he goes, I don't know how to cook, but I'm going to come on for you because I love you. And I'm like, get in here, roll up your sleeves. And before you know it, he's rolling meatballs. He's laying the noodles down for lasagna. And we had a freaking blast.
Oh, that's so cool. It's called Sounds Delicious with Carney Wilson. It premieres April 16th at 8:30 p.m. on Axis TV.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite thing to cook? If you, you know, you got all the time in the world and you say, I'm just going to make my favorite meal, what would that be?
Well, you know, on this show, we're all over the place because that's the way I am. One day I'm making cupcakes and cupcakes. And then the next day I'm making, you know, like mashed potatoes with Manchego cheese. And then I want a family dish like, you know, Mediterranean chicken. So Lisa Loeb comes in. She's a family, you know, woman. We sing. Everybody sings. We all bust into song.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I'm like, Lisa, like, what do you like to make? She's like, I love garlic. I'm like, let's make Mediterranean chicken, you know. So it's kind of like... There's it's not intimidating. These recipes are they're all mine, but we have them flashing on the screen. You can get them on the website, and people are going to be, I hope, to encourage people to get in their own kitchen and be like, I can do this. I can make a breakfast casserole. It's not as hard as I think, you know? And it's just like, it's just sort of an homage to the music that we have grown up with. I mean, there's like a rocker episode with like Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, and we make these sloppy sliders. We call them sloppy Sniders, you know. And there's like, it's just, he's so funny too. Every guest, we laughed so hard.
That's so cool.
I mean, this is like, it's like really like uncut. There's a lot of like bleep, 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 because I'm always swearing, you know. But I just want to say thank you to our people, our soldiers and our veterans. And I just had to shout out to the people that sacrificed their lives and, you know, represent our country and fight for our country. That does not go unnoticed in my heart. And I just had to say that.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, your dad actually was a huge supporter of the troops. And they did, the Beach Boys did a lot of shows for the USO and military bases and things like that. So your entire family has been supportive for so long. How's your dad doing?
Oh, yeah. He's good. He's good. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, he's in the news. You know, he's got issues with his back, and he's slowing down a little bit, but he's in physical therapy 6 days a week. They got him on his recumbent bike, and he's going to his little appointments, and we're coming over and showering him with love, and he's really happy. I mean,
this is a
reflection for him. Yeah. And he's totally grateful for all the love and the fans and the music, and he still loves music so much, and he loves his Frank Sinatra and his, you know, the Ronettes, and I was there for Easter. I made him his steak and his mac and cheese that he loves, and I made him crumb cakes, and he loves my cheesecakes, and I just held his hand, and you know, for like 3 hours, and he just watched me on Good Morning America. He's always followed our careers, and he's in a really good place. He feels really, really happy.
That's so great to hear. We're talking to Carney Wilson here on the National Defense. Her new show Sounds Delicious with Carney Wilson, and you got John Stamos on there too.
Oh, he is the best. I mean, and talk about like almost an honorary Beach Boy. You know what I mean?
I was just going to say John that. Right.
He's been on tour with Mike for a long time. He loves the Beach Boys and loves my dad, loves my mom, Marilyn, loves Mike. I mean, he just is like this bundle of energy. I've known him for like many years, over 40 years. But when we get together, it's kind of stupid how loving it is. All we do is say, I love you, I love you. We hug. And we did this thing where we made this chicken parmesan, right? And we're making this spaghetti on the side. And I go, do you know how to tell when the spaghetti's done? He goes, yeah, you just do this. He picks the noodle out of the pot and throws it in back of him on the countertop, on the you know, the cabinet. I go, oh, there it is. It's stuck to the cabinet. It's done, you know. and we did the Lady and the Tramp thing, you know, where you put the noodle in one mouth to the other, and we go for and busted up laughing. It was the best.
Went to the piano
and started singing. It was so cool. But that's the vibe. That's the vibe of this. And John is perfect, perfect guest for this.
Yeah, because he does. Does he cook a lot himself?
He cooks a little bit, but like Mark McGrath does not cook at all. But I honestly think I inspired him to start. And I know, like, I did these chocolate cupcakes with David Archuleta from American Idol. He's an amazing singer, a beautiful person.
Yeah.
And I thought, what's better than sweet cupcakes for this sweet guy? It was just perfect.
I'll tell you what's better than sweet cupcakes is having your song as the best friend song in Bridesmaids. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Nothing was better.
Ah.
That was the best ever, right?
Oh, man, that was so funny. That was so great.
I can't. And it was even better to, like, be with those women before we shot the scene in the trailer with Melissa McCarthy and, you know, Kristen Wiig and Maya and all the women there. It was so freaking fun.
And
we shot that in the middle of the night. It was, like, boiling hot in the summer, and we were outside, and it was, like, 2 in the morning, and they played Hold On, like, 25 times, and we sang it over and over. But we had no idea what the movie was even about. They just said, Judd Apatow, producer, wants you to be in a new movie of his, and it's a wedding scene, and they want you to sing Hold On. And we were like, we're in. We don't care what it is. It's Judd Apatow. We're in. And we went, but who knew? Who knew it was going to be
When you saw that for the first time, did you just go nuts?
I went absolutely crazy. I actually peed on the seat. I laughed. I'm not kidding. I actually, a little pee-pee came out on the freaking movie theater seat because when I saw her crap in the street in her wedding dress, I could not handle that. And I was laughing so hard. And then, of course, when you know, Hold On came on, and I mean, I saw people in the movie theater because I sat in the way back row at the very top, and I saw people, like, one guy got up out of his chair and started, like, you know, when the chorus came on, he was putting his hand in the air and like, dancing to the song. I thought, this is unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
Carney, I cannot wait to see this show. Sounds Delicious with Carney Wilson. This is so much fun. It was so great to catch up with you. April 16th, 8:30 p.m. on Access TV. Best of luck with everything. And thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, so great to talk with you. Thank you. And thank you to our troops and everything. You guys have a great, great day and a great year.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.